Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Former Steelers linebacker Arthur Motes, also author Arthur, Motes' Theory of Life, a guide to becoming a person of impact and inspiration. Arthur, good morning.
Man, top of the morning to you, Larry. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a tough week for obvious reasons. As a professional athlete, I know that the loss of Kobe Bryant really struck a nerve in this country. And part of that, of course, was seeing him with his daughter and the loss of seven other wonderful people. That's tough. Did you ever meet Kobe in your travels?
Man, no, I never had the opportunity to meet him, but he's one of those guys that for my generation, the athletes that you're seeing now, we grew up watching him. He was the Michael Jordan for us just because from a time frame standpoint, a lot of us caught Jordan in the tail end part of his, you know, last year in Chicago and then going to the Wizards. But Kobe was our guy. Kobe was the guy that even if you weren't the biggest fan of his, you still respected his game and you respected his mentality.
Apparently, he was the hardest working guy on the team. You hear that about like Sidney Crosby in hockey, and he had other athletes' respect. But even if you didn't follow the NBA, pretty safe bet to know that most people knew, oh, yeah, I know Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, man, when you talk about a guy who was showing that he was more than just an athlete, a guy that his impact was further than just the NBA, I think that's the special thing about Kobe and why when I'm thinking back on his life, I'm like, man, it's crazy to see the amount of people he's impacted that didn't even have anything to do with basketball. But that shows you just the type of lifestyle that he had and the things that he was starting to do even in his second career.
Yeah, Arthur, and I know as a dad, when you see those little clips of him with his daughter, Gigi, and you know, clearly they were enjoying each other's company, and so many dads responded and daughters about what their dads mean to them.
Yeah, definitely, man. It was very surreal, man, just finding out the way that we did in terms of him passing away with his daughter. And we're sitting here like, man, he's coaching his daughter travel basketball. She's 13. I find out during the game that I'm coaching my 13-year-old daughter in a travel basketball game. So it really hit home. And it really just puts that thing in perspective in terms of appreciating every moment you have with each other because you never really know when that's going to be your last moment, when you're not going to be able to say, I'm going to see you tomorrow. You just never know, so it's important that you don't waste time.
You know, I have two daughters. We went through AAU basketball and all that, and I thought of you being – I didn't realize that that's when you found out when you were coaching that Kobe was lost, that you are in that right now doing exactly what he was doing with his daughter.
Yeah, man, it was crazy to think about, man. And it's one of those things that when you think about just what he was trying to accomplish with his daughter, and not even just for his daughter, but for women in sports in general, I mean, as a father with daughters, you can really respect that so much more because you understand the struggle of, you know, just women not being viewed the same when it comes to sports. They always view it as second class or, you know, the afterthought. So the fact that he was really being one of the guys who was trying to push that to the forefront, man, you really respect it a lot, and it's just tragic that he had to go the way he did.
Yeah, and he told Jimmy Kimmel recently that people ask him, are you going to have another, are you hoping to have a son? And he said, no, I hope I have five more girls. And Gianna was with him one time and said, I got this, Dad. I got this. And well, how did your daughter take it?
Oh, man, yeah, she took it hard as well, man. Like, we get done with the game and we're just communicating with her and letting her know everything that transpired. And then as she starts to research Kobe Bryant more, because obviously she's a lot younger, so generationally she may have knew his name but not really knew of him the same way that we did. So starting to look him up, and then actually she started looking up Gigi and seeing the similarities with both of them being 13 basketball players, dads, former professional athletes. So she really started to take it a little bit harder. But, you know, it's one of those things that it was a lesson to be learned in this. In terms of don't allow, you know, these moments that you have to be wasted because you don't feel like talking right now, or because you want to be on your phone right now, because you want to be doing something else right now. Understand the people that you care about. Let them know that you care about them while they are still here, while you still have these opportunities.
Well said, Arthur Motes. And before you go, I want to ask you about the game Sunday night. The San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs haven't been there in like three decades. And, of course, the 49ers are going for their sixth Lombardi, which would tie the Steelers and the Patriots. So how do you see this game playing out?
Man, I think it's going to be a really good game. When you talk about the matchups, San Fran's defense is really good, one of the best in the NFL, and their offense has been able to score a lot of points. But when you talk about Kansas City, when you talk about Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, those guys can flat out score and go on runs at any time of the game. So I do think it's going to be a good game, but I do think the Chiefs are going to be victorious just because their defense in terms of the Kansas City Chiefs has improved a lot. And we've seen throughout these playoffs their improvement and their growth. And ultimately, I think that's why they're going to be able to be successful. I think their defense will be able to slow the 49ers offense down, but I don't think the Niners, defense is going to be able to have that type of effect on the Chiefs offense.
Well, all the experts have favored the Chiefs by the slimmest of margins. Last I look, it was a point or a point and a half. So it's that's pretty tight. And I don't know. I kind of want to keep San Francisco from a sixth Lombardi. I don't have any.
I wouldn't mind that either.
I don't have any skin in this game. If it was the Patriots in the game, I'd be rooting for the 49ers. But I got to go with the AFC and the Kansas City Chiefs. I think maybe they're due. But either way, both quarterbacks are pretty amazing talents.
Oh, absolutely, man. When we talk about the next generation of quarterbacks that are going to be leading the NFL, as we've seen the transition from Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, and Phillip Rivers, they're starting to transition out of this thing. This is the new wave that we're watching right now with Patrick Mahomes, Jimmy Garoppolo. Right.
These are the guys.
Yeah, absolutely. They're going to be taking over the NFL that we're going to be watching the next couple of years. So, yeah, man, it's going to be a fun matchup to see those two guys duel it out on the biggest stage.
Motes, Theory of Life, get it. A Guide to Becoming a Person of Impact and Inspiration, former Steelers linebacker Arthur Motes. Arthur, maybe we could call you Monday and do a debrief after, but not too early.
Hey, man, you know, I would love it.
All right. Appreciate your time this morning and keep doing what you're doing, Coach.
Man, I appreciate you. Thank you.
All right.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.